Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel defends a previously suicidal boy against Big Brother's intrusion. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, this is a situation from the what's known as the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. It comes out of New Jersey, and we represent John Doe and his family regarding a law that was passed in New Jersey, signed into law by Republican Governor Chris Christie, that bans any counselor from providing or any minor client and their parents from receiving any counsel designed or with the objective of reducing or eliminating unwanted same-sex sexual attractions, behaviors, or identity. And we have a boy that was previously suicidal that we'll talk about, who's been significantly helped by counsel regarding change. And now the law in New Jersey says you can't get this kind of counsel anymore.
In fact, the law in California, the law in New Jersey, the outcome of that is that effectively they a counselor can only affirm a gay identity, a homosexual identity, even if the child obtained same-sex attractions by virtue of having been sexually molested by a homosexual man through homosexual assault. Even if the sexual abuse triggered, which the Archives of Sexual Behavior and even researchers from the CDC have shown astronomically, almost half of men who identifying as homosexual were molested as children by another man. So we know that that is a major cause for these same-sex attractions. Well, nope, you are pigeonholed. You must be a firm counselor. That homosexual identity, even when, as is the case with Liberty Counsel's client, that child says, I don't want those same-sex attractions. I want to resolve those attractions, reconcile them with my faith and my beliefs.
Yeah, so you can have a scenario with the likes of a Jerry Sandusky. That was the guy at Penn State who was sexually molesting the boys, young boys, that were part of the camp that he was running, and bringing them to the locker room in the showers and sexually molesting these young boys. So you could have somebody like that who was in a position of trust or a relative or whoever it might be that sexually molest a young boy. It's not uncommon when that happens, when a young boy is sexually molested by a man, for that young boy to experience identity issues and hatred issues of their own self and begin to have these urges to act out on another boy in the way that that boy was abused and acted out on by the adult. And they struggle sometimes with these kinds of feelings. They don't want to do that. They develop emotional issues. It's not uncommon for that to happen. And so here's a young boy that ultimately wants to not act on these urges or not engage in this behavior in the way that he was abused, seeking counsel from his parents, and parents then get the best counsel for their son. And then that counsel helps that young boy to overcome those same-sex urges, behaviors, or identity. Now New Jersey and California say, but you can't get that kind of counsel. The only kind of counsel you can get, young boy, is if a counselor says, don't worry about those attractions. I know you don't like them. I know you don't want them. I know your objective is to overcome them and align your attractions, your struggles with your values. But the thing is, you got to accept it because it's natural and normal.
To encourage that child for a counselor who is sworn to protect and help, what they are supposed to do is help the client achieve their counseling goals. To say to that counselor, you must affirm a lifestyle that, listen to this, Matt, was just a couple weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal. This is a quote. This is based on CDC research. Quote, projections have shown that if current trends continue, half of all gay and bisexual men will be HIV positive by age 50. Now, to say to our client, to say to a child, to say to Liberty Counsel's client, nope, this is who you are. You're gay. you have an LGBT identity, engage that lifestyle. And the laws also say that you can't even encourage them to not act on those temptations, on those attractions, when there's a 50-50 chance that by age 50, this client, if he continues in this lifestyle,
will have HIV/AIDS.
It is criminally reckless. These laws are criminally reckless.
It is. I mean, it dooms that child, number one, to accepting a behavior, an identity, or an urge or an emotion that that particular boy rejects or girl rejects, that does not want that. And that's causing them stress. And in this particular case, we have a boy that we represent in the family who was previously suicidal. He actually had developed unwanted same-sex sexual attractions, and that always doesn't happen necessarily by sexual molestation. It can happen in other ways as well. So it only doesn't come just from that. It can come from other kinds of scenarios. But there is a typical pattern in male homosexuality that counselors and studies show follow. We don't have time to address that, but at any rate, this boy, John Doe, developed a dislike of men and boys, and he was 9 years old at the time. He had a very abusive absentee father. At 10, he began dressing like a girl, expressing feminine mannerisms, and exhibiting obsessive-compulsive traits. During this time, he began struggling with thoughts of suicide. At 12, this boy began having same-sex attractions. And because these attractions did not align with his own religious beliefs, he experienced significant psychological stress, and his thoughts of suicide became virtually constant. At 13, he first acted on those thoughts and attempted to throw himself off a hotel balcony while vacationing with his parents. He then began seeking help from his parents, and they reached out to the National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality. They asked for a counselor to address his anxiety, stress, and suicidal ideation, and wanted to align with his values. After 3 years, he began to experience tremendous benefits, including improved relations with his parents and peers, reduced same-sex attractions, and increased confidence in his masculinity, and most importantly, his conversations with his counselor have helped him eliminate suicidal thoughts or tendencies. So, significant benefit. Now, the government, Big Brother, comes in and says, well, no, the counselor can't give you that counsel anymore. So, here's where we are. Liberty Counsel filed suit, and we're representing him and his family. It's up at the Court of Appeals. We have another case called King versus Christie, and we will soon be filing the petition to the United States Supreme Court, asking for the Supreme Court to get involved in that case and to strike down this law.
Matt, this child is just one example of just untold thousands of people who have benefited from change therapy. I just spoke for Ex-Gay Awareness Month in Washington, D.C., where I met just a number of people who were there who were free from same-sex attractions or at least are free from the destructive, self-destructive lifestyle associated with homosexual behaviors, who have found freedom where therapy, this change therapy, has changed their lives for the better. It was so neat to see these success stories there and these people happy, more fulfilled than they've ever been because they are no longer enslaved by their own aberrant sexual temptations.
I spoke there the year before you spoke there as well, and it really is an amazing time to speak and see these individuals. These are people who have overcome those destructive lifestyles. There was one before and after picture of a guy who was there, and you didn't even noticed that he would be the same person. He was dressing as a drag. He was a famous drag queen and ultimately got counsel, gave his life to the Lord, and changed. This is a chapter that the other side does not want to admit, but this is a significant area. Liberty Counsel is battling for this boy and many others across the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. These are critical cases. It's the only time in history that the government has burst into the counseling room and told the counselor what viewpoint the counselor can provide on a subject matter and what viewpoint that the client can receive. The subject matter being homosexuality, same-sex attractions. And the government is saying, you can say that it's good, but you can't say you can overcome it. I mean, that's just unprecedented. It is mind-boggling. It is pushed and pushed forward and supported only by an ideological agenda that is destructive and harmful. Call Liberty Counsel as we're battling these and many other significant cases that affect real lives across America. You can go to lc.org, pray for Liberty Counsel Ministry and our staff, and we need your financial support as well. You can do that online at lc.org or call us directly toll-free, 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.